scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, or pranarians, or inediates, solarians, or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on Earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part 3 of our 5-part series entitled Jasmaheen, the Amazing Avatar of Pranic Living, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
People are hungry in our planet. When we give them the real nourishment, allow them, remind them, educate them into understanding the true source of nourishment, then everyone acts in such a different way with compassion because everyone is taken care of.
Jasmaheen, an international lecturer, artist, musician, author, and leading researcher into pranic living, has spent almost 2 decades sharing her insights with countless people. Her lectures, workshops, and books have inspired many others who have successfully followed in her footsteps. How can the average person begin the journey towards pranic living? According to Jasmaheen, the first step is to eat less food. And we can do this by becoming more aware of the true physical needs of our body.
Many people go 8 o'clock breakfast time.
Le petit déjeuner, c'est... Beaucoup de gens considèrent que 8 heures du matin, c'est l'heure du petit déj.
Oh, 1:30, lunch time.
Ah, il est 1h30, c'est l'heure du déjeuner.
Oh, 7, 8 o'clock at night, it's dinner time.
Ah, il est vers 7h, 8h, ah, c'est l'heure du dîner.
That's habit.
Ça, ce sont des habitudes.
Is it necessary?
Ce n'est pas...
Instead, when you get up,
À la place, quand vous vous levez,
around breakfast time,
vers l'heure du petit déjeuner,
ask your body, is it hungry?
Demandez à votre corps s'il a faim.
If it says no,
si le corps vous dit non,
don't eat.
Ne mangez pas.
If it says yes,
s'il dit oui,
ask it what it wants.
Demandez au corps ce qu'il veut.
Okay. And have that.
Et prenez ça.
So the three mantras.
Donc les trois mantras.
To come quickly into that merged state of the bodhisattva.
Pour passer rapidement à cet état, fusionné, cet état du bodhisattva.
The first one.
Premier mantra.
I am.
Je suis.
Love.
Amour.
I am.
Je suis.
I am. Je on inhale.
Je suis sur l'inspire.
On the exhale.
Et à l'expire.
Love. Directing the flows with your mind and the mantra out through the body and out into the world.
En dirigeant la circulation, ce flow avec votre mental directement dans le corps et puis à l'extérieur dans le monde.
It aligns cellular structure to the fields of love.
Et ça aligne la structure cellulaire au champ.
That's the purpose of the mantra.
Donc ça c'est l'objectif, la raison d'être de ce mantra.
Second mantra.
Deuxième mantra.
To align cellular structure to their own immortal nature.
Pour aligner la structure cellulaire à sa propre nature immortelle.
I am.
Je suis.
Éternel. Realigns the cells.
Ça réaligne les cellules.
To that eternal energy.
Sur cette énergie éternelle.
That flows through the matrix.
Et cette circulation à travers la matrice.
Not because you're chasing immortality.
Et ce n'est pas parce que vous pourchassez l'immortalité.
But to recognize your own immortal nature.
Il s'agit là de reconnaître, que vous puissiez reconnaître votre propre nature immortelle.
Third mantra.
Troisième mantra.
Designed to quickly expand consciousness and recognize that we exist throughout the whole matrix and we are not confined to a physical body. I am.
Je suis.
Infinite.
Infini.
We unify the group energy pool.
Donc ça unifie. Le bassin d'énergie du groupe.
By recognizing the essence we have in common.
En reconnaissant l'essence que nous avons en commun.
We go beyond separatism.
Nous allons au-delà du séparatisme.
Beyond the fact we've all received individual spiritual training.
Nous allons au-delà du fait que nous avons chacun reçu une formation spirituelle individuelle.
At the same time, we give ourselves the nourishment we need on all levels.
En même temps, nous donnons à tous et à chacun la nourriture dont nous avons besoin au niveau cellulaire.
We awaken that divine resource within to another level.
Nous éveillons cette ressource naturelle en nous pour la passer à un autre niveau.
And with the out breath, we feed ourselves and others.
À l'expire, nous nous nourrissons nous-mêmes et les autres.
I like it.
Je l'aime.
That's my breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Pour moi, c'est mon petit déjeuner et dîner.
Okay, do you believe it can be that simple?
Vous croyez que c'est aussi simple que ça? Ça peut être aussi simple que ça? Vraiment.
Healing.
Guérissant.
We draw these pure frequencies in through the inhale, let it flood through the body, let it rebalance, let it recalibrate, let it reset a new vibrational pattern and heal and nourish and guide.
Non, vous attirez, vous puisez, attirez en vous cette énergie-là, faites circuler en vous. Et elle élimine tout ce qui ne vous convient plus là maintenant, donc en guérissant, en nourrissant, en guidant.
Jazz Mahin states that the body responds to our positive intentions.
So our intention,
donc notre intention,
as we inhale,
quand nous inspirons,
is that we draw this energy from those dimensions within through the atoms, and then the exhale we let it flood through cellular structure and then out through the pores of the skin out into the space around us.
Donc notre intention, c'est que nous inspirons par la, nous puisons à partir de cette dimension intérieure, nous absorbons cette énergie et puis nous la répandons dans tous nos atomes, dans toutes nos cellules et la faisons sortir par les pores de notre peau pour aller se répandre tout autour de nous.
Okay, now the intention.
Alors maintenant, l'intention
is with the exhale.
Se trouve justement sur l'expire.
We are then flooding each cell.
À l'expire, nous inondons chaque cellule
with an energy that has the power to dissolve everything in cellular structure that is not of a matching frequency.
Nous inondons nos cellules d'une énergie qui est faite pour dissoudre tout ce qu'il y a dans notre structure cellulaire qui ne correspond pas à ces fréquences.
So any frequency you hold in cellular structure from other timelines that no longer serves you, dissolve.
Donc toute fréquence dont vous êtes porteur et qui nous vient d'autres lignes de temps, d'autres dimensions comme ça, tout ça se dissout.
Now remember, the body cannot tell the difference between a real event and an imagined event. And when it feels that flood of love that you are the master present, it will do anything to fulfill your intention as the master you are.
Rappelez-vous, le corps ne peut pas faire la différence entre un événement réel et un événement imaginé. Donc imaginé, oui c'est ça. Donc à chaque fois que vous allez faire ça, le corps va répondre à vous en tant que le maître que vous êtes.
And we take it to the next level, let it flow through the skin, through the pores of our skin, out into the external space to also nourish others.
Et puis ensuite on va plus loin et on laisse sortir, circuler, s'écouler ça à travers les pores de notre peau pour aller nourrir les autres.
Very powerful.
Très puissant.
So instead of being a taker in the world, you become a giver.
Donc, à ce moment-là, au lieu d'être dans le monde quelqu'un, un preneur, quelqu'un qui prend, vous devenez un donneur.
The more you can access this divine resource within, the freer you become from the need to take external resources.
Plus vous allez pouvoir accéder à cette ressource intérieure qui est vraiment en vous, moins vous aurez besoin, vous aurez la sensation d'avoir besoin de prendre des choses à l'extérieur.
Such a peace in that.
Et il y a une telle paix là-dedans.
Even if people do not wish to live totally on prana, Jasmine encourages everyone to move in that direction. In Food of the Gods, she describes a gradual shift.
So even if you just reduce your food intake by half, okay? So eat because you love it and you still believe it's necessary, but cut right back and take half your normal consumption. What gift does a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet give to the planet as far as better use of resources? Being vegan, being vegetarian, we know it gives mental clarity. We know it changes brainwave patterns when you also use meditation. We know that the body gets healthier. We know the body can live longer. We know many benefits from vegan, vegetarian diet. So then with prana, wow, because one, you have 100% energy with none of it being diverted to digestion. So all that energy can go into operating in different ways in the body. So people get greater mental clarity, they're stronger. You know, prana's pure food, no insecticides, food colorings, pesticides. And once we've proven to ourselves that these flows are nourishing us and we have this freedom of choice by experiencing living it, then create a way of being that works for us also socially.
As more and more people shift towards living on prana, we tread much more gently on Mother Earth.
They tell me there's about 40,000 now in the West who have the ability now to choose where they want to get their nourishment from. So some people of the 40,000 have one meal once a month. And obviously it's a light meal, maybe, you know, a bit of fruit or a soup, a vegetarian soup or a salad, because they like to do this with family. Some have one meal once a week. Some have one meal every 3 days of something very light because it pleasures them. And the point of this is always freedom of choice and the benefits for our world. Wow. You think of how many tons of sewage go in through our world. How many tons of waste, of plastics that we have to get rid of everything involved in food production that we have to get rid of. All of that is reduced substantially as we learn to become more dependent on the divine resource within. And when we let it be natural and organic, it's not dangerous. There's nothing to say except listen to the voice of your body, increase the chi flow through your spiritual practice.
What is one of the important realizations that come from living on prana? We'll find out next Sunday on part 4 of our 5-part series, Jasmaheen, the amazing avatar of pranic living, on Between Master and Disciples. Thank you for joining us, resplendent viewers. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing your life to be filled with the light and grace of heaven. For more information about Jasmaheen, please visit www.jasmaheen.com.
Literature on living food free. For a complete list, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/breatharians.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.